Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. TCW's triumph through the Guardian's looking glass. This is my column for TCW Defending Freedom of the 13th of February 2023. And before I read it, please be aware this is a spoof. None of the mainstream media editors, health editors, or journalists personally invited to Thursday's TCW celebration of dissent, bar one, bothered to reply, let alone come. Peter Walker, political editor of The Guardian, requested a press pass, bravely deciding it was his duty to embed with the enemy camp. His tweets from the event suggest he may still be in shock. For example, I'm currently at a very big and completely packed, and the completely packed is in asterisks to suggest it isn't completely packed, when in fact it was. I'm currently at a very big and completely packed anti-COVID vaccine event in London. Many hundreds of people are here. Conspiracy theories are an increasing thing in the UK. It's quite something to see the scale. So I kindly helped out with his full report, called Celebrating Insanity by Peter Walker, with the L replaced by a asterisk of the Gronyad. On a cold winter's night last week, a handful of people were huddled on the pavement outside the Emmanuel Centre in Westminster. Their purpose was to attend an event organised by TCW, the Conservative Workers, Defending Freedom, titled Celebrating Dissent. This poorly attended event was a gathering of leading Covidiots such as Piers Corbyn and experts in COVID epidemiology such as Right Said Fred. They managed to rope in a few struck-off medical doctors, essentially anti-vaxxers, in an effort to lend credibility to the proceedings. But frankly, no matter how much you polish a tinfoil hat, it remains a tinfoil hat. The evening began with a showing of the film Safe and Effective, A Second Opinion. This film makes the incredible claim that people have been harmed by the COVID vaccines. It's common knowledge that the COVID vaccines are 100% safe and more than 100% effective. For goodness sake, why do these people not open their eyes to the facts? In the face of the deadly virus that ravaged the world in 2020 to 21, the population of the world was not wiped out, and that is thanks to the vaccines. They only have to ask leading vaccine expert Bill Gates. The film featured some people who claimed to have been injured by the vaccine. The claims were literally incredible, and these were clearly actors who'd been persuaded to help spread COVID misinformation. I hope they're proud of the part they've played in endangering lives. The film offered no hard data to support its claims and give absolutely no biological insight into how the vaccines could possibly be harmful. All they had to do was check their figures with the Department of Health and Social Care, who would probably have been only too happy to cooperate in making of the film. Instead, the film ridicules the Department of Health and Social Care. Even the mainstream media comes in for criticism when we are recognised for providing a fair and balanced view of the pandemic. The government allowed us to ask questions at the nightly briefings, and we were well known for putting government ministers and chief medical and scientific officers under scrutiny. We repeatedly asked them why they had not locked down sooner, were not locking down harder, and were not going to lock down for longer. To their credit, the filmmakers allowed Bill Gates, Tony Blair and Boris Johnson to have a say. These clips, which were all too short, went down very well with the audience. The rest of the evening was essentially a stand-up routine by James Dellingpole. He invited an array of people to the stage and proceeded to humiliate them. They included some unknown former doctors, anti-Semitic MPs and failed pop singers, all equally deluded about the vaccines and unable to string a coherent sentence together about their objections to them. Eventually, and thankfully, the evening ended and the handful of people in the hall trickled out into the cold winter evening. It was several hours of my life I will not get back.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.